Hey, so I came across this really interesting study that just dropped in JAMA Network Open, and I think it's going to shake up some conversations in the mental health tech space. It's about conversational AI as a mental health intervention, and the results are pretty striking. The headline? An AI chatbot outperformed traditional group therapy for anxiety reduction. Yeah. You heard that right. But before everyone starts thinking we're replacing therapists with algorithms, there's actually a lot more nuance here. And honestly, that's what makes it so compelling. So let's set the stage. The researchers ran a randomized clinical trial comparing three groups: people using a conversational AI mental health platform, people in traditional face-to-face group therapy, and a waitlist control group. This isn't some small pilot. They were serious about gathering real evidence on whether digital therapeutics could actually move the needle on psychiatric symptoms. Here's where it gets interesting. On anxiety measures, the AI group showed significantly greater reduction than both group therapy and the control group. We're talking clinically meaningful differences, about a 2-point improvement on the anxiety scale. But here's the thing that really caught my attention. When they looked at what actually happened to people's clinical status, 57.9% of folks in the AI group who started with elevated anxiety moved into the normal range. Compare that to just 14.4% in the group therapy condition. That's a massive difference in real-world outcomes. And it wasn't just anxiety. The AI group also showed better improvements in overall well-being and life satisfaction compared to the other groups. So we're not just talking about symptom reduction in a narrow sense. This platform seemed to be helping people feel generally better about their lives. Now, one of the really clever parts of this study was they didn't just measure outcomes. They also investigated what was actually driving the improvements. They looked at something called therapeutic alliance. Basically, how much the person felt connected to and supported by their treatment. And here's the thing. Therapeutic alliance, even in a digital context, really mattered. It was associated with better engagement and stronger symptom improvement. That suggests the AI platform was building something that felt relational and therapeutic to people, not just mechanically dispensing coping strategies. But, and this is important, there's one major area where A, I didn't outperform group therapy. PTSD symptoms showed no significant differences between groups. The researchers were pretty direct about this. Trauma-related conditions seem to need something different. That tracks with what we know clinically about PTSD, often requiring specialized, trauma-informed approaches. So what do we make of all this? I think the implications are actually pretty nuanced, which is refreshing in a space that sometimes gets a lot of hype. First, the obvious. Conversational AI platforms could genuinely help address some of the biggest bottlenecks in mental health care. There aren't enough therapists. There are wait lists. Geographic access is terrible for a lot of people. A scalable digital intervention that shows real efficacy for anxiety? That could be meaningful public health infrastructure. But second, and maybe more importantly, this study actually suggests AI isn't a replacement. It's a complement. The fact that perceived therapeutic alliance mattered for outcomes tells us something important. People need to feel genuinely understood and supported, even when the intervention is digital. That's not something you can fake or automate away. And the PTSD findings remind us that not all mental health conditions are created equal. Some of them require the depth of relationship and specialized expertise that a trained therapist brings. So I'm thinking about this less as AI versus therapy and more as what role does AI play in an ecosystem of care? If it works as an accessible first step, something that helps people manage anxiety symptoms and improve their well-being early, that could prevent escalation and free up therapist capacity for people with more complex needs. That's actually a pretty compelling value proposition. The other thing that strikes me is the methodological rigor here. This wasn't a sketchy online study. It was a randomized controlled trial, published in a top-tier medical journal. That matters for credibility. So here's my take. This is a legitimate advance in digital therapeutics, but it's not the disruption some people want it to be. Conversational AI looks genuinely promising as an accessible, scalable tool for anxiety and well-being, and it does so partly because users experience it as therapeutic, not just technical. But it has clear limits. For trauma-related conditions and complex psychiatric presentations, there's no substitute for human expertise. The real opportunity might be in integration. What does mental health care look like when AI handles early intervention and ongoing symptom management, while therapists focus on complex cases and the relationships that really need depth? That's the question I'd want to see research tackle next. It's in Gemma Network Open if you want to dig into the details. Worth a read if you're thinking about the future of mental health tech.